Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Get on up. Boom, zoom, baby.
It's time!
Are you ready, Newcastle?
Can you dig it?
Jess was pooing in the corner.
Great. I just panicked myself and I was like, oh, God. And just, yeah. So just if went. You could get to that, it's not Febreze over there.
Fingers up the side and lick the fingers.
It's time for...
Nick.
Don't ruin science.
Sorry.
Jess.
We're pretty close in this room, so I'll just ask this question. What's your pubic hair situation at the moment?
And Ducko.
Obviously, I'm a bit of a weird dude.
Wake up.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
Doodle down.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Welcome back, team.
Good morning. Welcome back to us. Welcome back to the Hit family. No more pre-recorded business.
No.
Replays.
Yeah. Mind you, plenty of people not realizing necessarily.
No. This is true.
I'm still getting messages about certain things.
Likewise, my mum listening from Melbourne, she was like, how's the week been? I said, we've been off. She goes, no, you haven't. I've been listening. I went, ma, you don't listen often enough. You didn't hear those conversations played 2 months ago when they were originally happening.
Yeah, plenty of people. Just like, we were playing basketball and they're like, don't talk about this tomorrow morning. I'm like, we're on holidays. He's like, what? I listen every day. You're not on holidays.
You feel kind of rude, like you're cheating on them.
We weren't lying. There were moments throughout the week last week where we'd said, hey, we are away. Please enjoy one of our favourite chats.
Yeah.
But people obviously missed that bit.
I know. But it was a great week off. How are we all? We're feeling refreshed.
Very refreshed. No one put in the missing persons report as I requested. I did go off the socials, had a little digital detox, so I am feeling bright-eyed, a bushy tail, Ducko.
It was interesting not seeing Jess's name come up on Instagram for stories and seeing like 25,000 stories.
Yeah, because you two are always my number one and two on stories.
I was about to say, you'd always see my face pop up. I'm always, adding new content, just bubbling away.
Yeah.
But no, that didn't happen, so I'm feeling refreshed.
Oh,
get into
good.
A little bit later,
nice.
But there's been some revelations, there's been some learnings, Gilly, you'll be happy to hear.
Really?
Some learnings.
From the digital detox.
From the digital detox. Talks, but no, it was a great week off. Gilly, how was yours?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, can't complain.
Your Quokkas gig?
Oh, yeah, we did the Quokkas gig at Cambo. Blown away by the response.
Lovely.
Thank you so much. We had like 400 people there.
Fantastic.
And the kiddies were just loving the heck out of it, which was great.
I heard not your kiddies per se, the other kiddies.
Yeah. Are your kids hiding again? Oh, Dad's on stage.
I just cried the whole time.
Good.
And was hugging Georgette. And
just
then
what
Harriet
want.
Was also angry because she wanted to go and dance. But then couldn't because Georgette had to be in the back corner with Otis because he didn't want to go into the mosh. She was angry that she couldn't go and participate, and then at the end of it was bawling her eyes out and wanted to go home because she wasn't allowed to dance. So it was great times for Georgette.
Yeah, that's fine for her. Meanwhile, you're on stage just singing.
Yeah. What about you, mate? Puffs started, the new play.
Yes, it was good. Opening weekend. On the weekend just gone. It was awesome.
It was very good. If you get the chance, it was very
funny. It sold out. Except for there's like 10 seats left at the matinee this Saturday.
Apart from that,
every show sold out. The response has been great. I mean, you guys came to opening night.
Yes,
and
we did.
The audience was great. Yeah. The audience on Saturday, like, belly laughing. We had to stop multiple times during the play, people, pissing themselves laughing.
It's like a sitcom when you watch, Will and Grace reruns or whatever, and you notice the actors just have to sort of stand because there's a live studio audience. Yeah. They're like, we'll just wait a second, we're not going to talk over it. But doing live theatre, you're going, okay, keep going.
I was blown away, though. Thanks to everyone coming out. It's been so much fun. It was like back on stage again, such a rush.
There's some reviews out already, and our boy, Gilly,
he's
so proud.
He's
done
proud.
Did you have a moment, though, as a father, you actually have children that came from the fruit of your loins, but when he came out on Friday, were you like, I think I had my hand to my chest.
Yeah, I was proud as. She's like, look at him go.
Look at him
in the world.
I know it's an ensemble cast and everyone is so fantastic,
very talented.
But you're very good, sir.
You're very good. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
And even I felt like saying a really parenty thing, which is just like not useful to an actor. Oh, you've really learnt your lines.
I'm so proud of you. Yeah, Morgan said she was nervous before it sitting in the crowd.
Really?
Yeah,
well, I mean, what you do reflects on her and she's an upstanding citizen. So I can imagine if it had gone badly, it would have been bad for her too.
Yeah, but no, it was a hell of a weekend. Let's kick it off though. 13-10-60, give us a call. We're going to play the yes-no game.
Oh, we haven't played one of our favourite games in so long.
Simple rules. You can't say yes, you can't say no. That's all you got to do. Give us a buzz 13-10-60 if you reckon you can challenge us. You can't.
If you saw Ducko over the weekend, give us a buzz.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Say g'day. We got a family pass to the Lake Mac Food and Wine Festival. Plus, Call of Fame prize this weekend. I mean, you can win a VIP package to the Newcastle Float Centre. I'm I'm talking 10, 60-minute float sessions.
Ooh. Whoa.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call.